Okay, let's begin. We're up to Nechemi Perek Beis Pasik Yud Aleph. Last week we concluded with Sanballat. We had these two new characters, Sanballat, Hachoy Roni, and Tovia Ho'eved Ho'amoni. It was evil in their eyes when they realized that Nechemia has arrived in Eretz Yisrael on the other side of the Nohor, on the other side of the Euphrates, on the west side, and he's here to do good. The Klal Yisrael, it was Rabbi Einehem, and we're going to see much more about that a little bit soon. But in the meantime, Valvoyal Yerushalayim, Nechemia arrives in Yerushalayim. His plan is to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. V'ehisham yamim shloishan. I was there. He rested for 3 days. We had this idea a number of times. Where every time you arrive in a new location with a mission, a significant mission, you need Yishuv Hadas. When Ezra arrived in Eretz Yisrael, also he spent 3 days, and when he arrived, when he prepared to give Musa to Bnei Yisrael for intermarriage, it was a period of 3 days. We know that Avraham Avinu, when he came into the Akedah, it was a 3-day trip. Hashem, 3 days appears to be the theme of 3 days appears to be an inyan of Yishuv Hadas. Critical component to anything that needs to be done is Yishuv Das Purim Mishulash, to the concept of Purim Mishulash, 3 days of Purim. There's Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, and Tesvav. Well, it's Purim Mishulash, it's Tezayin, but Purim really spans 3 days. There's Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is Kenisa. Leich Kenais is Kol HaYehudim. And then we have Yud Aleph in the Arim HaMefuzarim. And then you have Tesvav Shushan Purim. The end of a Purim to a major degree spans 3 days. And Purim, Vimei HaPurim Ve'elo Yavim Mitoch HaYehudim V'zichrim Lo Yosef Mizaram, in a way is the Hashlama for the Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach is Kibichi Pozom Yotzosem in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim there was a lack of Yishuv Hadas. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Bichi Pozom. Purim, which represents the other end, the other extreme end of Geula, which is a Me'ein of the Geula Liyasalavo, is a 3-day holiday. There's a degree of what it says here, Yomim Shloisha Yishuv Hadas, to fully take in the scenery, take in what has happened, and understand what will be. So that's exactly what he's doing. He's coming here, he's arriving, he has a mission, a very significant mission, to prepare to build and rebuild the walls. And let's see over here, the Rashi, Vayisham Yom Shloisha, Hayisib Yushalayim Yomim Shloisha, I was there for 3 days. Well, it was Sov Shloisha Yomim, Kamti Balayel, I arose with a few men that were with me, not like Ezra, which came with a much larger group, relatively speaking, a larger group. And I did not tell anyone, it was a big secret. My plan was a secret. What I planned to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, no one was in on this plan. Okay, let's go right to the next pasuk. Va'okum laila, I rose up in the night. Ani an I va'anoshim ma'at imi v'lo higati l'odem mo elokai no san elibi. I did not reveal to anyone what Hashem has inspired me. Mo elokai, my God, no san elibi, inspired, put this machshav in my heart. Lasos li Yerushalayim, to do for Yerushalayim. I did not travel with any animals. The only animal I had was the animal which I was riding upon, but nothing else. But should not make any noise, should not attract attention to what I am about to do. He's about to survey the walls and see what needs to be. Let's see, Rashi, Pashi, Pasik, Yud Beis. Uveheima eini mi, ki kol honoshim humuotim asherimi holuchu biragleim. Everyone that was with me walked alone. They did not travel on animals. Avla ni levadi, hayisi roichev al beheima shlo, hoi roitzim lukev al susem. Why did the people that were together with him did not want to ride on their horses? Leman yiyu yoitzim in ho'ir, bitzina. because they wanted to go secretly to inspect and survey the walls. B'lo yidias adam. V'hem holchu lishbar u'lahapil chaymo su'ir b'layla. I'm going to see that word lishbar. They went to break or to inspect. We'll see that word a few moments coming up in the next pasuk. They wanted to break and to crumble, to demolish the remaining parts of it. Because before you build a new wall, you have to demolish the old will lishpor v'lahapil chaymo so'ir b'layla u'laharvois pirtzoi seha, and to increase the breaches l'man yiyu b'nei hu'ir l'mochar, in order that the people of the city the next morning le, I'm not sure what that means, u'maskim l'hutim u'maskim, they should be l'hutim, they should be fired up u'maskimim be'etz achas in the chem yeliv noschom osuya. So he wanted to make it worse. It's a very interesting technique. Today this, I don't think this will go off too well. We want to make the situation worse than it really is in order to work, get the people worked up to agree that we need to do something. And Rashi says it's proven. Now it's only proven based upon on a certain way that we're going to interpret the psukim. Okay, but we'll leave it with that for now. Okay, let's just go for a few psukim more, then we'll do maybe come back, we'll do some of the mitzudos. But just get an idea of what's taking place over here. So here we have Nehemiah. Nehemiah is traveling in the middle of the night. He's traveling alone with just with a few men. And the few men are not traveling on horses, they're going secretly. He alone is traveling on an animal. Does not say which animal he's traveling. Ki ma behema. Which behema? Okay, pasuk gimel. Vo eitzo b'shar hagai. And now he goes out in the gate of the valley, Laila, at night. Thank you very much. He goes out in the gate of the night, at night, V'yelpenei. And here we have all these locations. I really don't know. I don't know. It's not clear what these locations are. He goes out through the gate of the valley at night, V'yelpenei Ein Hatanin. He then goes towards the Ein, the fountain of the Tanin. Now, Tanin means a what? The spring of the Tanin. The Tanin is a serpent, some type of snake. The El Shad, that's what it was called. Maybe a lot of snakes in that location.
It doesn't exist anymore, that
char.
Ashbos doesn't.
Right, no. But even with the Shar HaAshbos, so it's explained from Farshim that it's not the Shar HaAshbos that we know of today. It's on the wrong side, because it says here, the way it's described, I don't know the exact details, but the Shar HaAshbos that's described here in this pasuk is not the Shar HaAshbos that's found today. In fact, it's on the other side of the city.
Just the name.
These are just names, but these gates appear to not exist at all today in any shape or form. Again, we're dealing here at the very beginning of the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni went through 420 years, an enormous amount of renovation, construction, especially at the time of Churban. And then after the Churban, it was completely destroyed. And whoever took over the land, whether it was the Muslims or the Christians, time of the Crusades, many things happened along the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. And when we're describing your gates and different sections, it's very, very unlikely that there's any resemblance today to what it's describing here about these specific gates. So I went through the Pnei Ein HaTanin, towards the fountain of the Tanin, the El Shar HaAshbos, the gate of the Ashbos, Vo'ehi. Now here it says the word, now in mine, I don't know what you have in yours, but in mine it says Vani Sover. I have with a sin. Now what do you have? You have with a sin? And what do you have in the regular Mincha Shai also saying? Vani Sover. Now Sover means inspect. Sivro al Hashem Elokov. Your yearning is upon Hashem Elokov, your God. So in that context, it means to yearn, it means to focus, it means to pay close attention. So when we extrapolate from that word, and we have in Tehillim, Sivro, and we use it here in Vo'ehi Sover, it means I paid close attention. I made an inspection. I surveyed B'choymos Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, and I came to realize a very interesting krivachsiv, Asher Heim Pirutzim. Now the way it's spelled is Hey with a mem, an open mem. which it's one word, hey mem pei resh vav tzadi yud mem. It's one word, and if it's one word, the mem is not an en mem, it's an open mem. It's a mem that appears in the middle of the word. But we're going to break up this, that doesn't make any sense. Heim prut sim, there's no such word, heim prut sim, as one word. So the mesara is to break the word into two parts, heim pirutzim. But what's very unique about this type of kri v'chsiv is by breaking the word into two parts, you have to also change the mem from a mem that is an open mem to a mem that is a closed mem. And that right away opens up for us a whole topic, because we know lemarbe hamisra, the mem in marbe is a closed mem. And there it's referring to Melech HaMashiach, and to him is the ultimate authority and the ultimate power. And the reason, the common reason why that word Lemar Be HaMisra in Yeshaya is a pasuk in Perik Tes, Lemar Be Perik Vav, remember Perik Vav, Perik Tes, I think it's Perik Tes. Lemar Be HaMisra, the reason why that mem is a close mem is because at the time of Chizkiyahu, he was Roy to be Melech HaMoshiach. And Sancheirv would have been Goyg u'Magog, and that Kufa, that era, would have ushered in Mashiach during the time of the Bayis Rishon, after the miracle of the fall of Sancheirv. That was, Chazal tell us, the last open miracle. Miracle that was similar to a miracle like Yitzias Mitzrayim. There were other miracles in Klal Yisrael, but not on that scale. Hanukkah, and you go even further throughout the end of the Bayis Rishon. But on that scale where it was so apparent, the Malachim came down to this world and people can see the Malachim, they can see the miracle of the destruction of the army of Sancheirv. That was the one miracle, that was the last miracle of its kind, and that generation was roy to be the generation of that would be Mekabel Pnei Melech HaMashiach. But it did not happen because Chizkiyahu and his generation did not seize the opportunity to sing Shira and whatever all that entails. And therefore the mem was closed. It was an opportunity to bring in Mashiach, but they failed to seize the opportunity, so the mem, lemarbe, was sealed. That's how it's explained by most of the commentators, the simple reason. Over here, what's very interesting over here is that it's opening up. It's opening up now that when Nehemiah is coming to Yerushalayim, he's coming to rebuild the walls. To rebuild the walls of the Tekuf from the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, he's now coming again to open up for Klal Yisrael a new opportunity to bring the Melech HaMashiach. To bring Mashiach. So this here, this very unusual kri v'chsiv, which makes use of a very unusual idea. You don't have this. I don't think I have this often at all. Maybe it could be, it's one of a kind, where you have one word and you're breaking the word into two parts, and that forces you to have the problem of an N mem with an open mem, or for that matter, any N letter with an open letter. And here that's exactly what's happening. It begs the question, what is the significance? And the easiest answer to understand is to bar from the only other place where we have this unusual mem, Lemar Be HaMisra, and to put the two together. And Chazal explicitly say there was a lost opportunity. Here Nehemiah is coming to open up a new opportunity. If I'm not mistaken, Nehemiah is the last sefer in Tanakh, chronologically. Divrei Hayamim ends before Sefer Ezra. Divrei Hayamim ends off with Sefer, and here we're coming to Ezra and Nehemiah. It's past Divrei Hayamim. This is the end of Tanakh. End of Tanakh, Nehemiah is coming to build the walls. He's coming to tell Klal Yisrael, you know, it's not too late. You can bring Mashiach. Mashiach is here. We can reverse the closed men of Lamar Be HaMisra. Okay, so here he sees the walls there. He soiver, I inspected b'chemos Yerushalayim, asherhem pirutzim u'shareha, and I inspected the word. This is going back on the word segura, going back on the word sover. I inspected the gates and took note that ukilu v'esh, they were consumed in fire. Now let's see here the Rashi, and then we're going to go to the Mitzudos and discuss the word, this word of sover. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi, the Dibur HaMasav, Eitzah, the Shar Hagai, Yotzasi, Ba'osa Shar Balayla. I went out in the middle of the night, a continuation of the theme of the previous pasuk. I went with a small group of people, and my people, they were not traveling on horses, so that there should be no noise. We should not draw attention to what we were doing. We were going to walk around the entire wall of Yerushalayim to inspect and to survey. So Yatzasi b'Oisa Shar b'Layla im Hanashim Asher Imi Letzad Oso Mokom, towards, Pnei means in this context, towards the Mokom Shal Ein Hatan. He's coming to Taitro Pnei. Ulaisa Shar Ho Ashbos, and I also went to the gate called the Shar Ho Ashbos, Shabuchoy Mosuir, for you see Poirates Bachamus. And here Rashi is following his girsa, which is taking us back to Rashi in the previous Pasuk. Rashi's girsa was not so there with a sin, but it was with a shin, shover. Shover means to break. And that's why Rashi in the previous pasuk told us what was Nechemya doing. He actually broke the walls. He broke the walls. And why would he want to do that? The walls are already damaged. The walls are already breached. What? Exactly. So that's a tremendous chiddush. He wanted to make it worse in order to arouse, to cause them to panic, to show you it's a lot worse than you really think it is, and that they would be provoked into realizing we have to do something significant to rebuild the walls of the city. Again, that's a very strange, that's something which I don't think today, you know, a politician today wouldn't go out when there's a problem and say, let's make the problem worse in order that we should make it better. It's
that just the other day, this whole thing with the sequestering, so they panicked the people, they said there'll be no air travel, there'll be no money for air controllers, it'll take you 3 hours to get through customs.
Did it on purpose?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so maybe there is something to it.
Now there's not going to be money for doctors to give vaccinations.
Okay. So you see such a technique, and this is the technique that Nechemya is employing at this time, according to Rashi, because Rashi had a girsa shoiver with a shin, not with a sin, and Rashi repeats himself twice here in this passage. Explicit, he's taking the word shoiver, and he's saying, "I would pirates b'choima, I breached the wall." It was very easy. The wall crumbled instantly. It appears, I'm not familiar with this, I read this, that if you take stone and you burn, you put stone in fire for a long time, the stone becomes very brittle and it's easier to crack. Is that true? Anyone familiar with this? That's what it appears. What? That's what appears. That it was easy. So the walls, which were made from stone, were through foundation. It was easy for them to be built. He went to those places which were prutzim. So Rashi says, "Asherheim pirutzim." Rashi's gears is I broke the parts of the wall which were already broken. Shehem oisam mikaymo shahoyu pirutzim. I just broke the parts that were already broken. And his people made the breaches even greater to rouse up the people, to rally them to rebuild the walls. Again, that's according to Rashi. Now we can just appreciate Rashi, the previous pasuk, the pasuk Yudbeis. You just go back and you look in the, towards the middle of the Rashi, where Rashi says, "V'heim halchu lishbar." Now that we know there's no nikudos in Rashi, but now that we can be certain based upon Rashi's interpretation in the next Rashi, in Pasuk Gil and Pasuk Yibes, Rashi here learns that Nechemi went to break and to collapse. And he explains the technique, the psychology. To increase the breaches. And then Rashi says, and don't tell me I'm making a mistake in my interpretation. Very unique. And this is proven as we're going to go through. I know what I'm saying is controversial. Rashi seems to be saying, I acknowledge. There are other people that will tell you different interpretations. Maybe Rashi is alluding to there's another Messiah, that the gears should not be with a sin, not with a shin, but rather with a sin, in the spar. But I'm willing to take the heat. I am certain that my interpretation is correct, and it'll be proven as we go through the following parak. You'll see that I'm right. Okay, so this is a very interesting technique that Nechemya is doing. Now let's see the mitzudos. The mitzudos in Pasuk does not tell us the girsa. But let's see Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David. The El Pnei, Halachti El Pnei Ein Hatanin V'hu Shem Makom. I went towards the fountain of the serpent. Which name of the place? V'ehi Shoiver. Kavonoso Haisa. So it seems that he's learning like Rashi, not like the girsa that appears in our text with the shin shoyver kavanoy sohaysa leman yachshuvu anshe Yerushalayim shehoyev heim hashoyver esachoyma. So he's doing something different, that it's the enemy. It's the enemy. The people should suspect, I'm not the one who broke the wall. It's the enemy who broke the wall. I mean, this is criminal today to do such a thing. For you to go and make the walls and go and blame someone else and then to rouse the people, we have to do something. Yes, we don't relate to this. Today we live in a world of transparency. Everything is in the open, and the more you hide, the more you're in trouble. It's a whole new world today. But that's what it says here. The enemy broke the wall. There were no cameras and security is sophisticated. The oyeru libam, and the people's hearts will be aroused. Livnoisa ulchaska, to rebuild and to strengthen. Hashem perutzim rotzlemer al ki hayu ba perotzos merubos v'hasha'arim hayu suf mo'esh lezeh hayu noyach. Being that anyway, there were so many breaches in the wall and the gates and the walls were burnt, it was easy Noach the Kal Hoisef to add Perotzos, more breaches. Okay, so this is one technique. Other Mefarshim, I think I saw this in the commentary from the art scroll, Nehemiah writes that he was doing it just to test. He wanted to see the Malam says, if they can be fortified. You want to test the walls, like the Levites have these, they surround different cities, different areas. You want to do a fire drill, a test run to see if it holds. So he started to take a hammer. If he was an enemy and he was coming to attack and he would start to chisel away, how easy would it be for the enemy to collapse and dismantle the wall? And he saw it was a piece of cake. But he had to know, he had to do a real test, a scientific test, to know how to proceed. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, but that doesn't require stealth.
That does not, maybe it does. We don't know that. People don't want you to test the waters. What are you making trouble? It does require stealth. You know, people don't want, you're going to get people agitated. What are you coming in to make trouble? We're just barely here, able to survive. We're living here, Bitsimsum, and don't make trouble. Okay. Yes, you said a magic word, Gnei Vastas. You touched upon Gnei Vastas. So is this really called Gnei Vastas?
So when the mountain finishes, yeah. Because in case he felt it wasn't strong enough, he would have to take it down. And that he wanted to do, because there'd always be people saying it's good enough. He wanted to make sure he made his own assessment.
And that he needs to be
based on that, he wanted to have that done in secret.
Okay. So you have here in total, I think, at least three interpretations. First, the first thing to keep in mind is it shoiver or soiver? Does it mean to break or does it mean to inspect, to survey? After we know that if it means to survey, okay, it's very simple. It means to survey, I think, Shul Mikra. We have a very simple interpretation. If it means to break, we have two interpretations. We have Rashi and the Mitsuda, Rashi and really the Mitsuda stuff, which is a little bit different, which means he wants to. Rashi doesn't say that he was trying to mislead them. Rashi doesn't say there's any nevastas. Rashi just says he wanted to break the walls. I'm the one who did it. Doesn't say I'm trying to put and blame someone else. I'm going to break the walls. I'll tell all the people in the city I broke the walls. I want to show you that these walls are weak and we need to fortify them. According to the Mitzudas David, no, don't blame me. I didn't do it. Prove that I did it. But you should realize that we have a very big problem here. We need to do something. And according to the Malbim, it was not, the reason why he broke the walls was not to arouse the people. It was nothing more than to do a test run if the walls can be salvaged or they need to be completely demolished and replaced.
If they were put on fire before,
yeah,
stop the enemies from putting out a fire again.
Nothing, but at least it's, you're starting fresh. You're starting with a new wall. You're starting with a new wall, and maybe when they'll make a new wall, they'll build it thicker, so the fire won't have. They'll make it fireproof the next time around. They'll do something much more significant. But they have to know where to start from. They need a baseline how to proceed in building these walls. Actually, review this is very very profound Purim. Everyone knows that we spoke about this. Ben Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai. What is the gematria of Baruch Haman and Aruch Mordechai to Yeshua on Purim? 502. 502 is Shin Beis Reish. Shin Beis Resh. Look at that. We have over here on these three letters, 502, and the Chassam Sofer says, what's the significance of Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai Shin Beis Resh, 502? Because there's a Shoiver and there's a Soiver. Sivro Yal Hashem Eloikov is Mordechai. Mordechai was Sivro. We yearned, relied upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And concerning Mordechai, I was even in the daf last week, of Shoiver Hashem, Hashem will break the wickedness of the Rishoyim, as the Pasuk, Hashem will destroy the Rishoyim, and the person in Purim gets drunk, ad lo yada, between the sin and the shin. When a person is at the level where you ask him, is it Shoiver or is it Soiver? Then you know he is holding Ad Lo Yada. He may know Arham Baruch Mordechai, but when it comes to the gematria of the sin and the shin, that's already a different story. Alright, let's go further. Pasuk Yudal, Vevar El Shar Ha'ayin. Now he goes to another gate. The Shar of the Eye. Or the Ayin is the fountain. Okay, we know what it is. The El Brechas HaMelech, the pool of the king. I think some want to say we know what this is. Brechas HaMelech, there is a pool. There was the Yam Shol. The Yam Shol was ruling the Beis Hamidrash, but there was some kind of a pool, which I think they know where it is in Yerushalayim, where at least it was. The Brechas, the pool of the king, the El Mokoyim Labehema, and we went to the place of the animal, Lavor Tachtoy, to pass from below. There were hills and valleys and mountains. It's not clear. The landscape has changed, obviously, over the last 2,000 years, but it seems that there was some place where the king stored his animals, perhaps for sacrifices, or perhaps just for to provide wool and to provide meat for the royal family. So it was the place of the Behema, and Lavor Tachtoy, we went in that area in order to get a better view of the walls of the city. Pasuk Tezvav, yeah.
Total darkness.
So they had torches. Or maybe they went in the moonlight. Not total darkness, in the moonlight. 15th day of the month, there's plenty of light out there. Or even in the beginning of the month, as long as it's not Rosh Chodesh. The only time when it's totally dark is Rosh Chodesh. That's when in today's technology, when they want to attack the United States, you hear the different battle plans. Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia, the best time
to
attack.
This day, that was the D-Day, was based on the...
On the moon.
Yeah,
when it was dark.
June 4th, 5th, or 6th.
When it was dark, when it was light.
It was, they wanted the weather to be good, but to be dark.
Dark. They want Rosh Chodesh. So if it was not Rosh Chodesh, we go in the summer. We go out in the mountains when it's middle of the month. It's plenty of light. A full moon? Full moon can really illuminate... So it's not clear. It doesn't say exactly when they traveled. That we don't know. But they went and they placed these new areas: the Shar Ha'ayin, the Brechas HaMelech, the Mekom HaBehema. There are three different new locations being added here in this pasuk. Lavor Tachtoy Pasuk Tezvav. Vo'ehi Oyle Vanacha Laila. I went up to the valley at night. Vo'ehi, again the same word. Vo'ehi Shoiver Bachoima. Again, I broke through the walls, or I surveyed the walls. The Yashuv, the same ish, the Yashuv, I returned. Vavo, when I came, Bishar Hagai, I went through the gate of the valley, Vashuv, and I returned, going back and forth all the various gates. Now, Pasuk Kazain, Vehaseganim, Lo Yodu, Ono Holachi, the princess, I escaped in the middle of the night. Nehemiah arrived with a group of people, and in the middle of the night he escaped without the leaders. The Sigonim represents, it's not clear what the hierarchy and the aristocrats, who exactly they were, but they were groups of people, and these princes, Lo Yodu Ono Halachti, they did not know where I went, Umo Ani Oisa, what I'm doing, Vela Yehudim. See, Shushan Purim. Vela Yehudim, and the Yehudim, Vela Koyhanim, and the Koyhanim, Vela Choyrim, Lachoyrim means the free men. Kulonu Bnei Choyrin. The La Sigonim and the princes, Uliyesa Oise Hamalacha, and the other people that were involved in the construction in doing the various needs of Klal Yisrael, Ad Kain, an unusual expression, until this point in time, Lo Higadati, I did not tell. I did this in the cover of darkness. I inspected the walls, I went to all of these various gates. From now, Pasuk said, finally now he reveals to them his plans. Do you realize the situation that we are in? This horrible situation. Asher Yerushalayim chareva. The city is destroyed. Ushoreha nitzesu va'esh. Its gates are torched in fire. Luchu, come with me. V'nivne eschemas Yerushalayim. Let us rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. V'lo niya od cherpa shalom. Be a disgrace for the Jewish people. Pasuk Yudches. V'agid lochem esiyad Elokai asher hitoiva olai. I reveal to them the chaim, the divine favor that Hashem has sent my way. I assume this means through the letters that he had in his possession from Daryavish, and the ability that he has and the inspiration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him to come to Yerushalayim and rebuild the walls. I reveal to them Asiyad Elokai Asher Hi Tova Olai V'af Divrei HaMelech Asher Amali, and also the words of the king which he said to me, granting me permission to do what I want. V'ayoyimru, and now all of these people, this group of people, which includes the Bnei Chorin and the Kohanim and the Sigonim and the Yes Oseh HaMelacha, and they all responded Vayomru, and they said Nokum Uvoninu, let us rise up and let us build. Yes, let's rise up and let us build. Vayechazku Yideim LaToiva, and they strengthened their hands, they strengthened one another LaToiva, to do good. Okay, let's see some of the Rashi's. Pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk Yudalit Vayavar El Shar HaAyin V'ratzisi Lavar El I wanted to go to different parts of the wall of the city. And those areas I wanted to travel, I wasn't able to. Those breaches that I wanted to travel through, I was unable to go with my animals because they were small breaches, and the animals would not fit in between these places.
One animal, his own.
So it seems he had to get off his animal. That's maybe what Rashi means, wherever I passed. It could be what it means is that he had to descend from his own animal. Until now, the people would, he was the only one who. It could be that's what Rashi is coming for. Avar means I alone, without my animal. Maybe because Rashi, how do we know this? How do we know that he was without his animal? Because in the beginning of the pasuk says Uvehema, and pasuk Yudbeis it says Uvehema eini mi ki im habehema shani rechev ba. So the other people were not traveling on animal, only himself, because they did not want to draw attention to themselves. But it appears now pasuk Yudalid that he also descended from his animal and traveled by foot through the various breaches, because his own animal cannot fit through these small little breaches. There was not enough room for the animal to get through. Pasuk, what? Voevor, where, which pasuk? In pasuk, in Rashi, the ein malkam bois in the pratzos la'avor b'neim rechev al habehemos. Okay, so what then does it mean in this contradiction? Here it says Al Habehemos, and above it says Vehema Eini Mikim Habehemos singular. Good, very good point. I don't know. So when it says one animal, then it doesn't mean one animal, it means there means a set of animals, and we're calling a group in Lashon Yachid. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. The pasuk is vav oilev oyisi olim mitzad echad b'layla oyisi shayv v'shayv b'achema imanos shayimi, and I would break through the walls with people that are with me v'oshav v'avo v'chasher chazati basi derech shahagai. When I returned, I came to the same gate v'hasigonim asher b'ir lo hayu yodim lechon halachti v'yasamasa asher asisi. They didn't know what I was doing. Ad kain means ato until now. I did not reveal to them my plan, what I have tried to do in the middle of the night to survey and inspect and breach the walls. According to Rashi, it was a much more elaborate plan. He wanted to make the situation worse than it really was in order to inspire the people to make a tikkun in the walls of the city. Pasuk Yitzayin in Rashi, Voimar Alehem, when? Lemachar, the next day. Amarti lohem v'lo niya ol cherbav shelo v'shelo yutzareinu boizazim v'shoylelim oisanu, so that our enemies should no longer plunder and steal from us. And then I told them, Esyad Elokai, the good divine favor that Hashem has sent my way, asher nosan lichein. Rashi here, it could be before as well, always translate from the other Mepharshim, translate the Yad Hashem is the chein, grace. That's a very interesting connection. We did have that before. The hatzlocha and the success I received lifnei hamelech l'toiva, hakol neschavnu l'toiva, livno schoimasu ir umidoleha. All of this is for the good. Everything we have intent is for good, to rebuild the wall and its towers. Very big thing in ancient times to build towers. Fortifications, they say, that's what they say, the Dome of the Rock. I think the cutting edge research tells us that the Dome of the Rock is not the place of the Har Habayis. I've read this and I read a few sources. It was a tower. It was a Migdal. It was a tower on the Har Habayis, a lookout tower. It was heavily fortified. This was really what the Dome of the Rock is. It's not necessarily the place of the Mizbeach or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they claim, based upon new research and radar images from above, is a little bit over to the right, where the Kaisel really is. And the Dome of the Rock, which they still, you go on the tunnel tours, they'll still tell you 100 times that the Dome of the Rock is Keneged. It is the Mizbeach or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not Mukhruch. But here you see in Rashi that you see an allusion to this, that it's not just enough to build the Siddur Chaymas Uir. It's critical to build the Migdol, the Migdolos. This was a big thing in ancient times. Okay, let's see some of the Mitzudos very quickly. Pasik Yudalid, the Ein Makom. There was Ein Makom Ponu Lachasham Kim Hukim Ki Hoyimoli Gale Avonim Mi Avne HaChayma. Labehema. So here Rashi says that the reason why I could not travel by animal was because, but this is going back to this going is because. I didn't realize. Let me go back one step. In Pasuk Gedal it says, "Voevor el shar ha'ayin v'el brechas hamelch ve'ein mokom labehema la'avor tachta." So the pasuk explicitly says that the animals were put aside. Even though in Pasuk Yud Beis it mentions that there were animals, the people did not have animals, but I had an animal. Now it says here in Pasuk Yud Dalet, the Ein Makom La Behema. So Rashi says it was too narrow, but that's not what the Mitzudo says. The Mitzudo says because the terrain, the animals cannot travel on pebbles. Animals need pavement, or at least it has to be a dirt road. Animals cannot travel on rubble. And therefore, he had no choice but to descend from the rubble. Rashi does not say that. Rashi says the reason why you cannot travel with the animals is because they wanted to go in and out through the walls, and the walls were breached, but the breaches were not large enough to allow the white animal, to fit through. So you have two very different interpretations as why Nehemiah had to abandon the animals at this point in time. Rashi, in the Mitzvot from the time, Ein Lecha Sham Kim Ho Yemole Galei Avonim, mounds of stones, who hipoch kimo ein makom. You have to read the pasuk out of order. The words have to be read out of order. Kimo ein makom la behema asher tachtoy lavar. There was no place for the animals to pass beneath. Instead of reading the pasuk in order, the ein makom la behema, the ein makom la behema. So you have to say he's reversing the last two words. Tachtoy la'avar. The animals cannot travel below. Ein makom la'behema tachtoy. Tachtoy. There was no place below on the ground. There was not a proper pavement for the animals to step on below in order that they can pass. They can travel, they can proceed forward. So Rashi, the Mitzudas, is taking those last two words and reversing them. Tachtoy means pavement and lavar means to go further. Pasuk Tezvav in the Mitzudas, Vohi, Lezeh halachti misham lalos benachal, Visham, there, Shavarti Bachoma, and I passed through this valley and I broke through the wall, similar to what he said before, Vashov, Bishare Hagai, I returned from the gate of the valley, Chazarti El Basi, to my home, and the Sagonim, the leaders, were not aware, Hema Sagone Yerushalayim, these are the leaders of Yerushalayim, Vela Sagonim Asher Me'or Yehuda, we have two different references of the Sagonim, one is Yerushalayim, one is Yehuda, they did not know what I was doing, and I did not even tell the people, Yesa, these are the people, the community leaders that take care of the needs of the people. Uvanu hachoyma beosam haperatzim ki rabu lo helim od mas meatosh shuhu hoya shavar. I no longer concealed it from them. From this point in time onward, everything that I did was revealed to them. But until this point, until I made my rounds to inspect and survey the walls, it was hidden from them what I was planning to do. Okay, the Shurecha, he told them that we have to get up and do something. The gates are shattered. The Dover Kal Hoise Pratzos, it's very easy for the enemy to make new breaches. The Chol Haroitza Shoiver Bechoimer, Cherpa, Lecherpa, Leos Shoiver, Uporut, Uporates, Bechoimer, Chol Oiver. And then he told them that Hashem has been good to him. Asher he toiv olai. Asher nosan oisig lechem b'nei amelach. Asher amar li ki amar lo dvarm toivim v'nichumim v'im ki loy niskar. And he told them more things that are mentioned in the pasuk. He did not tell them all of the good words that the king has told him. And he gave them chizuk. And the people then uvaninu kumar v'nivne, we will build v'ychazku yidem chizku yidei atzam lasa toivim v'dovah haroi v'gubin achayma. Everyone agreed right away, yes, we're going to do it. We are with you. We're going to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. And here we're now going to come to the reaction of the Sanballat and Tovia. And we have a new person over here that is introduced, the Geshem. And they're going to mock the plans. But yet, Nehemiah and his followers are going to proceed and rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll stop.